From KETR News, this is Tomorrow's Water Today, a weekly look at issues affecting the present and future water resources of Northeast Texas. I'm Mark Haslett. Last week, we learned a little bit about the problem of salt in the Red River. Red River water has a particularly high salt content for fresh water. That's a result of sodium chloride springs located in Northwest Texas. We spoke a little bit with Red River Authority General Manager Curtis Campbell. The Red River Authority is a state agency based in Wichita Falls. He described how about half a century ago, efforts began to find a way to make the water in the Red River less salty and more usable.
So in the early 1960s, the Corps of Engineers come up with a plan to build some low-flow dams out here in the western reaches of the river and its tributaries where a lot of these natural salt springs are occurring. And these low-flow dams would catch these salts coming out of the spring, salt water, dam it up, and that water then is pumped to a salt-holding reservoir for evaporation purposes. And then when we do get some rains and the chloride content is diluted due to the fresher runoff, the low-flow dam collapses and allows the fresher water to run on down the river itself.
The first project was undertaken just a little northwest of Childress, where the Prairie Dog Town fork of the Red River flows through the extreme southeastern Texas panhandle.
There is a spring located just on the line of Hall and Childress counties called Esteline Spring, and that spring was putting out about 240 tons of salt a day. And they built a hydraulic dam around this spring that controls the flow and keeps it from entering the Red River proper. That was actually put in as a test project in 1965 and has proven to work well ever since.
Other efforts followed, and Campbell says that the early results were that the project was indeed successful in doing what it was designed to do.
The first low-flow dam on the South Wichita Basin was completed and put in operation in 1987 and has been operating since then. And during normal flows, after about the first 15 years of operation, we had seen that it had actually reduced the chlorides in Lake Kemp by about 30%, which was a big reduction. So we know the project works. It is proven. And we are trying and have been trying since the late 80s to get the remainder of the project in Texas completed.
However, even though the salt content of the water wasn't what people wanted it to be, it was the natural environment of the region. Campbell says that environmental concerns slowed the project for a while.
One of the biggest hurdles, of course, was originally with the U.S. Fish and Wildlife and the Texas Parks and Wildlife and Oklahoma Department of Wildlife concerned about the striped bass fishery at Lake Texoma. Striped bass evidently like salt water, and they were afraid if we started reducing the chloride that it would affect that industry, which is a multi-million-dollar fishing industry there on the lake.
We'll continue with the story of managing the salt content of the Red River next week on Tomorrow's Water Today. And remember, you can keep up with us online at ketr.org. For KETR News, this is Mark Haslett.